Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
May 25th. Solomon said, "Wisdom hath built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars." As classical educational theory was developed, educators honored the biblical idea of completeness represented by the number seven. The seven liberal arts, the humanities, became known as a complete education. The seven arts were divided into the trivium and quadrivium. The trivium is Latin for three ways, which are grammar, dialectic, and rhetoric. The quadrivium is Latin for four ways, known as arithmetic, geometry, astronomy, and harmonics. Factory education has reduced the quadrivium to subjects rather than a way to look at life. For example, we now tend to think of outer space as mostly empty, whereas Christians once thought it was full of angels and interaction between planet and stars. But now we tend to think of it as this cold and empty space, if we even bother to look up at all. A simple way to view the quadrivium is to think in terms of dimensions, the real space every one of us lives and breathes in. Motion up and down a one-dimensional number line represents arithmetic. Constructions on a plane, like a piece of paper, in two dimensions represent the study of geometry. The study of our place in the universe in three-dimensional space prepares us to study astronomy. And the introduction of time as a fourth dimension represents harmonics. The synthesis of all matter into a single artifact designed to support us as we give its creator glory. The study of these four roads are accessible to anyone who can add 2 + 2, draw a diagonal on a rectangle, gaze up at the night sky, or wonder why bumblebees move so fast. The quadrivium deserves its place as part of the seven liberal arts.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.